if the door was open and you didn't want it to be? You'd ask somebody to
close the door.
Or another word you could use.
Shut the door.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
Say, I took the hammer and I wet the nail in.
Well, there's a bunch of them.
Well, you say, I got in my car and I wet the town.
Drove to town.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was looking for. Drove the nail or nailed it. What'd you do with it? I nailed the nail in the wall. Nailed it.
Or you'd say, I've never wet a car.
Wrecked.
Or I've never
driven.
Okay. You say, he doesn't know how to
drive.
And a little building that could be used for storing wood. You'd call that a
woodshed.
What about a place for tools?
Tool shed.
And before they had indoor toilets, the buildings they had out in the yard, they called those?
Well, they call them lots of things, but I guess mostly call it, I guess the most common I heard, and this, you're going way back too for me, but I guess they call it outdoor toilet or an outhouse.
Any other terms, joking terms or sort of crude terms people use?
Outdoor toilet, outhouse, outdoor toilet. Well, they call it, what was it, called Miss Jones?
Mm-hmm.
That one of them? I guess that's...
How does that sound to you? Did that sound kind of funny, or did it...
Yeah, I don't know where they'd ever get that from. I don't remember ever using it. Now, I never used one, but I guess the most common name I ever heard put to it was outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been around a farm much? Did your parents
ever around? Well, we had about 5,000 acres. We didn't farm it. We had it, leased out. But we had to oversee it.
Mm-hmm.
But there weren't buildings on it or anything like that. We didn't live out there. We just go out. My granddaddy used to go out every day and check on it. And then after a while, my father did it.
Have you ever been interested in ranching yourself?
No, not as such. I thought at one time I thought that I wouldn't mind trying to farm a piece of land, but I never did get interested enough in it to do it.
Mm-hmm. On a farm, the big building where you could store hay and...
The barn.
Okay. What about the upper part of the barn where you can keep the hay?
The loft.
Okay. And... This is going back before your time, but a long time ago, before they'd bale the hay, when they'd cut the hay, then they'd let it lie out in the fields and dry, and they'd rake it up in small piles. Did you ever hear a name for those small piles that they'd rake up?
Well, the only word I could think of, and I don't know if this is what they call them, that would be bundles.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they ever used it to... I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if that's not the right word. I guess that's what I'd call it, unless there's a name for it, and I don't know it.
What about a way of keeping hay outside? If you had too much to put in the barn, you could leave it outside in a...
I don't know.
Did you ever see something that would be, they'd put a pole in the ground and then have it up like that? Did you ever hear of a stack or a rick or mow of hay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back the same year so you can cut it again, you'd call that the...
Yep. You kind of know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the word. Well, we do it with grain sometime, and we call it about going back and doing the second cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Second mowing or second cutting.
Mm-hmm.